Blog Talk Radio.
It's Jack White. My name is David Bublitz, and this is the $12 Radio Show, the Wednesday morning. Is that right? The Wednesday morning edition of the $12 Radio Show, Wednesday, September the 7th, 2016. Thanks for being here. It's a beautiful day outside. It's not raining. Leave it at that. It's an early autumnal feeling out there. Kind of a fall feel to the morning. There's some cloud cover. Isn't this fascinating? This is what you expected when you tuned in this morning. Looking for something to listen to here on the internet. I wonder if I could get weather from Fort Collins, Colorado. We'll just move right past that and tell you that the $12 Radio Show is brought to you here on Blog Talk Radio, and it's brought to you from the Ramblewood Studios, which just happens to be at the northwest corner of City Park here in beautiful Fort Collins, Colorado. He turns everything into a question. I say it before. Come on out here. Take a little break in your life. If you live here in Colorado, you know how cool it is. If you don't live here, come on out here and check us out and say hi and take a short trip. Don't stay. Don't move. We have enough of that. And if you come and you make the trip and you do decide to move to Colorado, learn how to drive before you get here, because my brother, I have four brothers. My brother, the sports writer, will always say the drivers out here are the worst, but he misses the point, because it's not like Wisconsin or North Dakota or Arkansas. I don't know. I'm just randomly pulling names out of the hat here, names of states out of the hat here. But this is not an area that people are born in. People tend to move to Colorado from somewhere else at some point in your life. So we don't just have bad drivers. We have a collection of the worst drivers from all over the globe. So that's worth it right there. I think just to make things fun, they should put bumper guards all the way around your rental car and cars in general, and then put up bumper guards out there out on the road. So whatever you hit. It's just like being at a carnival. You're encouraging people to hit because you know that nobody's going to get hurt. You're going to hurt somebody's feelings. I shouldn't say that. You ever been on the bumper cars? You can get hurt. I mean, not hurt. You'll shake it off, but still, it could leave a mark. We'll leave it at that. I don't know if I mentioned the time or not, or this could be the third time, but I don't want to forget to mention the time. It's 10:07. Nobody here on the show today, no guest. Not nobody on the show. Well, there's me, and there's you on the other end of this. There's us anyway. Even if it's just the two of us here together, we're having a little radio conversation, a little radio dialogue. So thanks for tuning in here, 10:08 now. If you'd like to call in and make it a radio dialogue, you may do so by calling up the show at – do you have your pen ready? Okay. 646-564-9650. Programming note for tomorrow. I'm not quite sure how I figured this out. But the show will be on early. So you can still act. I think the majority of the people who listen to the show tend to listen to archived episodes anyway. So if you're expecting to listen to the show at 10 o'clock, it just means, the show is done already. The show's already completed. You get a chance to listen to it from start to finish. You just the only difference is you won't be able to call into the show. I have not won. Oh man, I tell you, it's a great way to start out your day. I've never been a morning person. I'm not a morning person. I never will be a morning person. Tomorrow I have to bluff and pretend. I have three doctor's appointments in the course of one day. In the course of one extended morning, 9 a.m., I get up here, Mountain Standard Time. Oh, by the way, the show here is ordinarily 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time if you want to listen to the show live. Tomorrow morning, I would imagine this should be up and running by 7 o'clock. Okay, all right. So 9 o'clock, eye doctor, my least favorite thing in the world, visually impaired. So that's always a progressive condition with my eye, so that's always a nerve-wracking doctor's visit. That's two visits there, two separate appointments. One's at 9, one's at 10. They're back to back. And then the second one, I'm not quite sure how it happened, if it's bulging or if it's ruptured, but there's something going on with the disc in my back, and it's playing hell with my back and everything else connected to it. So hopefully be able to take care of that or begin to take care of that. I've looked at it a few different ways, but eye doctor for two appointments, get back into the cab, because I told you, visually impaired. You don't want me driving the school bus, okay? All right. I take the bus from the eye doctor to the hospital to get an MRI, and then they're going to take a couple of pictures, a couple of wallet-sized pictures. Is that the worst joke you ever heard in your life? We'll just pretend that wasn't said. So I'll go in there about, you know, that appointment will start at 11. And then, so that's it right there. I think that's it. Is that it? Yeah. Or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. Anyway, there's two doctor's appointments tomorrow, and that's really the only thing that matters here. Hold on a second. It's important now that I remember things. Hold on a second. Oh, okay. Oh, look at that. I screwed that up, actually. No, but anyway, three different appointments at two separate doctors, so I'm very much looking forward to that. Give you a progress report on that tomorrow. But last couple of days, I'm turning into that old guy that complains about everything. I have turned into that old guy that does nothing but complain about his health. So I want to apologize about that, but just feel crummy this weekend, this last weekend and into the week, and just wanted to explain why. I hope I sound happy and cheerful. That may be kind of queasy, actually. Yeah. I've got a lot to do, and I want to get to feeling better so I can start on a couple of projects that I have been putting off. I won't even try to get into those. Okay. We'll get to those when they come up. Wednesday in sports here last night in Major League Baseball, the San Francisco Giants beat the Colorado Rockies by a score of 3-2. Game ticked me off last night. It was the Rockies did what they usually do. If you're a Colorado Rockies fan, they were leading 2-1. And it was just a very entertaining game, and it was up till about, I think it was into the eighth, they were still up 2-1. And then they brought somebody in from the bullpen. So they were up 2-1 in it midway through the eighth, and they ended up losing 3-2. Yeah, I know. It's a real stumper, isn't it? Yeah. We're not bitter. Anyway, so that was last night. That wrapped up the series with San Francisco. They were one of three, one and two. They won one game and then lost two. And then Wednesday. Tomorrow, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th, they'll begin a road trip out to San Diego, the Rockies, and the Padres. 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and then the 12th through the 14th, they'll head down to Arizona, where you'll get a chance to see the Rockies on Root Sports and Entertainment Television play the Arizona Diamondbacks. NFL's season starts officially tomorrow with your Super Bowl winning Denver Broncos. They're going to be taking on Denver Broncos. They'll be playing the Carolina Panthers. No one has any idea how good or how bad this team is going to be, because there's a brand new quarterback, there's a new sheriff in town, and one's an unproven kid and the other one's a journeyman. So we don't know. I get the feeling that the team is held together with duct tape. I'm hoping I'm wrong. I'm the biggest dope there is. So if I'm wrong, you know, that would be great, as long as it's a good thing. But anyway, that's tomorrow. It's on CBS. So our friend Jim Nance over there at CBS Sports, CSU opens up their, not opens up. Oh my God. Their opener 44-7. They lost. Just as ugly a train wreck as you've ever seen on video presented on a television set. And it was on a major network this time. They don't get a lot of national coverage, and then for them to do that, CU beat CSU 44-7 last week on ESPN. And then this coming Saturday, they're going to be playing, CSU will be playing the University of Texas San Antonio. So you think, oh, well, that's good. They're getting a powder puff. But they played the Buffalo so badly, I don't know if any team, regardless what their record or accomplishments are, whether it's going to be technically a powder puff. I don't know. CSU Coaches Show, you can catch that every Tuesday. It's the Coors Light CSU Coaches Show. Tuesdays at 7 o'clock at CB and Potts Foothills here in Foothills Mall here in Fort Collins. It's directly located in front of Macy's on College Avenue in the recently renovated and redeveloped Foothills Fashion Mall. I don't know if the fashion is still a part of that, but I'll be sure that whenever I use that word, that I'll emphasize it like that, the fashion. Pretty much it for sports. The Cubs just keep moving along. Talk more baseball here in a little bit, and more sports in general in a little bit. I like the NBA and I like the NHL, but I should not be in too big of a hurry, because by the time that you're looking at that, it's Halloween, and by then, it's winter. And I've already seen, I saw a Christmas commercial on TV. That made me a little queasy. But when I was out shopping, I saw Halloween candy. And I think I've said this before, there's three kinds of holidays. There are barbecue holidays, where you get together and you start up the grill and you head outside and you barbecue some steaks or some burgers or whatever. That would be Labor Day, the 4th of July, Memorial Day. You have the extra parental bonus holidays. You've got Mother's Day and Father's Day. You have the holidays that make no sense. That's pretty much just St. Patrick's Day. Those are you have a holiday just to drink. And then you have the candy holidays, which are my favorite, because you've got Halloween, you've got Christmas, you've got Easter, and depending on where you're at in your life, you've also got Mother's Day, Father's Day. And do you buy dad candy? You should. But Mother's Day, definitely. Easter, Christmas, Halloween, and Halloween right around the corner. I think I might actually have to get dressed this year. I've lost enough weight. I think I can fit into the Spider-Man outfit. I think I can. 240, 5'10". Is that a good idea? Hey, would have been even scarier last year. It was 280. Actually, 230. For some reason, I had a note from the doctor last time. I was looking at my progress report from the doctor. Boy, that's how compulsive I am. 232. So in spite of how big that sounds, I've been consistently losing weight. I mean, I didn't look at a note. It's just a number popped into my head. But it's 10:18 here on the Wednesday edition of the $12 Radio Show. Let's go ahead. You know, we should play some music and just quit talking here and talking and talking. Let's go ahead and play 2 minutes and 7 seconds of just flat out rock and roll. I had said that their most recent LP from Cheap Trick was called The Latest, which at the time had been true. That's what this song is coming off of, but I need to come up with some funds here and start adding some more songs to the musical library, because they have a new more recent LP that came out back in April. I think it's Bang Zoom Hello. I think. Anyway, this is from 2010. It's Cheap Trick from Rockford, Illinois. The Sick Man of Europe. My name is David Bublitz, and this just happens to be your $12 radio show. That sounds about right, doesn't it? Did I get that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Nelson, Tom Patterson, Bun E. Carlos, and the inimitable Robin Zander on lead vocals. It's Cheap Trick from Rockford, Illinois, and the Sick Man of Europe. My name is David Bublitz. Thanks for tuning into the Wednesday morning edition, episode number 138. Well, okay, technically, I think it's episode 4. But we had 134 episodes. We've already been through this. The show was on for a while. Took about 2 months off. This is the fourth episode back. So there's 134 of them in the vault. This is the fourth of the current run right now. Sick Man of Europe from Cheap Trick, as I said, David Bublitz here. Thanks for tuning into the big show. Two things caught my eye here. One, well, the one's a little serious, but not very interesting. The other one was not serious, but a lot more interesting. One, the first presidential debate comes up September the 26th between Hillary and Donald Trump. Yeah, okay. You got to know how you feel by this point. You have to have picked by now. There's really no point. Let's just put the election on tomorrow, okay? Can we do that? That's just me, but we can't. We're not going to do that. The other one, where does this go? I can't read my own handwriting. Oh, and then I don't know when this was, if it was last night. I think it was a couple of nights ago. Yeah, I think it was Sunday. Rob Lowe, they had a roast of Rob Lowe. Man, just talking about shooting fish in a barrel. It was, they're so staged. You just sit there, and Rob has no career at the moment because his show got canceled on Fox. This is just his way of reminding everybody that he's still around. But they were having what appeared to be fun, and you know they have Jeff Ross, who's there for he seems to be the guy for putting these things together. Somebody is a different master of ceremonies for each one of these. It was David Spade last night. They had one of the young guys, Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live. They had Jewel. I know Jewel. Why? Nobody has any idea why. They have Peyton Manning again. Why? Peyton is a unique guy because he's so, if it was anybody else, you would just say he's horribly, terribly overexposed. Those commercials alone for Nationwide and the credit card should be enough that you're just sick of him. But I guess he's got that rare Michael Jordan appeal that he's going to be making commercials for the next 30 years. But you know what is he doing at the Rob Lowe? Can you think of two people that it could possibly be any more different? And you know with Peyton, none of it's mean, none of it's personal, none of it really has any edge to it. But he was entertaining enough. But the one that the one panelist that they had was Ann Coulter from Fox News, the beloved Ann Coulter. Now, you want to talk about one person where everybody else is, you know, oh, it's for fun and we're just having a good time. And they were really, I don't feel bad for her because I think, you know, what goes around comes around. But she looked not happy. She looked not happy. She looked pissed. And as well she should. It was any of it's repeatable. You know, none of it was that hugely offensive. One of the lines that opened up was, last year we had Martha Stewart on the show. She sells sheets. And on the other hand, cuts eye holes in them. That was probably the nicest thing that was said about her, was that she was a active Klan supporter. that was her PR clip from the show. They just should have made it the Ann Coulter roast. I don't know if she would have come and done that though. I still can't believe that she thought that she was going to come out there and be part of the gang, you know, come hang out with all of her friends out in Los Angeles at Comedy Central. But politics and comedy don't mix, and there was a little bit more comedy there than I thought last night, or a couple of nights ago. Not a lot, but a little. 10:27 on a Wednesday. Thanks for being here. As I said before, it's kind of a cloudy, overcast day. So thanks for what am I saying? Like you had to personally come outside to come to the show and wade your way through and walk uphill both ways through the storm to get here to the show. But no, it feels like fall. It does. Especially living in a college town, you tend to notice that. Here's a couple of things here I should probably mention, because these we're running about a day late here because of the holiday that occurred on Monday. But ordinarily, I would have mentioned this yesterday. Top ten. Can I say top ten one more time? Top ten videos rented or available for rent. At the Village Vidiot here in Fort Collins, it's one of the only video rental stores still available on the planet, and it's pretty cool to go stop by there. Number 10 on the list of video rentals: Batman: The Killing Joke, the Batman animated feature. Number 9 was The Lobster with, I guess it had Colin Farrell. It was John C. Reilly and Rachel Weisz. Supposed to be very entertaining. Kung Fu Panda, the only one of the three I've seen so far. Gives you an idea about the level of the depth of my personality right there. That's all you need to know. Kung Fu Panda 3. It was pretty good, though. I never seen either of the other two, and I'm a huge animation fan, so it was pretty entertaining. Number 7, Gods of Egypt, which I did not see, and I do not feel like I missed out on anything. Number 6 is Melissa McCarthy's film The Boss, which I did see, and I'd like to get those 2 hours back in my life. Number 5, Tom Hanks seems to be busier than people, or at least that I give him credit for. I mean, wow. Bridge of Spies and Hologram for the King, and then he's got, what was the other one? He's got Sully coming up here on Friday. Plus, he's got the latest movie from Angels and Demons, that whole trilogy, the Da Vinci Code, that's coming up later on towards Christmas time. But Hologram for the King from Tom Hanks at number 5, Hardcore Henry at number 4, which no matter how you say it, sounds like it's porn. That's just it. It's just porn. There's no way that movie could be an action-packed film. Number 3 is the Angry Birds. This is how the box reads: Angry Birds, the movie. Not to be confused with Angry Birds, the Broadway play. Okay. So if you were looking for Angry Birds, the soundtrack to the to the Broadway play, you're probably not going to find it. Batman versus Superman, maybe one of the worst movies I've ever seen, and yet it was watchable in a very train wreck kind of way. Yet you find yourself going, $250 million to make this. Wow, this is really crap. And I keep using this other film that I had seen just recently as the high water mark. I saw Hell or High Water recently, and I guess it cost about $10 million to make. It was Jeff Bridges and Chris Pine, and Ben Foster, a few other people, and it cost $10 million. And I thought, man, if you would make movies like that, it would just be great to get a chance to see more films like that made. Because then when they lose money or they make money, it's not the end of the world. But that's me. And number 1 at the box office, Keanu from Key and Peele. It's the sketch comedy sensation, Key and Peele from Comedy Central. I think their sketch show is done now. They ran for 6 years. They're both very funny together. They're very funny separately. They're also in a film called Don't Think Twice. It's one of the gentlemen. of Key and Peele. I don't know which one is which, because I'm not saying they're interchangeable for the wrong reasons. I'm terrible with names, and I don't know the taller of the two is in this film. So Keanu, which was really silly, really stupid, and really a lot of fun. So hopefully you will get out there and rent a movie sometime this week. Okay, so go out there and do that. This is my weekend. I've been saying it for a long time, but between now and this weekend, I will buy a DVD player. Damn it, I will do it. I'm going to get a better phone. Can't be a lot better, because my budget's not what I want or what it could be or should be, just like everybody else. And I want to buy a DVD player. Okay, I'm making my Christmas list now early. Comedy, take a peek here at comedy here, just for a quick second. They're not doing comedy at the booth here at Fort Collins anymore, but I wanted to remind you of the comedy that is still going on in Denver and Fort Collins. Of course, there's still comedy going on in Denver all over town, including the Comedy Works and the Improv out in Stapleton. Here in Fort Collins, this is the longest running open mic night here in Fort Collins. It's at Hody's that's on Mondays. On Tuesdays, it's Selected Tuesdays. It's a showcase over to Surfside 7, which I finally went in there. The person I went in there with, it was too loud, so we couldn't go in there and have pizza, and everything looked great. If you live here in Fort Collins, Surfside 7 used to be located directly on College. It had the feel of a dive bar. Now, if you're connected with the Surfside, I mean that diners, drive-ins, and dives type of way from Food Network. It's a very cool vibe to the place. You're very cramped. You're lucky if you'd get a seat on a weekend. Then they moved into a place around the corner, over one block over on Linden Street, closed down, called the East Coast, which was a much bigger place. Anyway, so that's where the people at Surfside have moved to, over on Linden, across the street from Cazola's in that area, a couple of doors down from Elliot's Martini Bar. But where was I going with that? Surfside. Surfside is comedy on occasional Selected Tuesdays. Wednesday is Yum Yums. Wednesdays is tonight at Yum Yums, the comedy competition. You can come out and see great comedy and watch people, comedians at all levels, compete for a $100 cash prize. Don't know about Thursday here in town, but Friday, and again on Selected, I think on Selected Thursdays, there's Cosmonoms. On Selected Fridays, there's Pateros. One Saturday a month is Prost Tasting Room. And on Sundays, it's Bondi's Beach Bar with our friend Weston Unruh and Elliot's Martini Bar, which is what I was talking about before. Okay? All right. Let's go ahead. What am I doing here? I'm looking for some music. I quit doing that. I don't make people sick, Dave. Let's go ahead and play some AC/DC, because I think that's required at this exact moment right now. Angus Young, AC/DC, iconic rock and roll classic, Back in Black. It's 10:35. My name is David Bublitz. Today is the Wednesday edition of the $12 Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back. That right there is AC/DC's Back in Black. And it also, what you just heard, that was the song that you listened to just now here on the Wednesday morning edition of the $12 radio show. But you also had a chance to hear something else. And that was listening to somebody completely space out. And for just a complete, for no more than 5 seconds, realizing, what am I doing here? I should really have some sort of idea to find out, you know, what it is that, that's a good idea, I think, but oh well. What are we doing here? I was going to take a look at the birthdays here, but I don't know if they're there or not today. I was going to take a peek at the birthdays and dates in history, and my screen went blank. My screen, like my brain, went blank. You want to take a peek? When do you want to do that? Today is the 7th. It's National Beer Lovers Day. It's National Neither Rain Nor Snow Day, National Grandma Moses Day, National Acorn Squash Day, and National Salami Day. That's the salami part goes along pretty well with National Beer Lovers Day, I think. That's just me, though. But there should be, That's just I don't know where that went. Okay, all right. I thought that there were this is the page that you're supposed to go to for birthdays, and generally I had this stuff. I'm very old school. I'll go ahead. I'll go straight to the computer page, and then I'll write that down on the physical page. There you go. You never know. That's probably about it, I think, right there then. I guess that is the show, so to speak. We're going to wrap things up early, 10:42. Thanks for being here with your radio pal here, Dave Bublitz. I appreciate that you guys are here. It's I think I told you it's 10:42, and we are going to wrap things up here right now. Let's go ahead and find us some music to wrap things up with. I just wanted to take a second out here and remind you guys again how good it feels to get back out here. Put the headset on. I will tell you this. We have to figure out. I don't know how you get, you know, what kind of phone or what kind of computer that you need to do this on Facebook, but I want to do that, or to do this on Skype. I want to do that because I committed a fashion. I won't say a faux pas, a fashion screw up today. I'm a man who's too old to be wearing a ball cap backwards, and that's what I've done today. So I you didn't know that, but I'm still going to go ahead and apologize for it. Okay? I wanted to come clean. About the same time that the Cheap Trick song came out that we played earlier on in the program, that's called Sixth Man of Europe, about that same year, I think it was called Joe Cocker, one of my favorite artists who passed away about, oh, I don't know, maybe 2-3 years ago, something like that, probably about 3 years ago. He passed away, and he had the album wasn't great, but there were a couple of pretty impressive tracks on there, and one of them was called Hymn for My Soul. So to me, that title just says everything about people that you care about and people that care about you. Just a little hymn for my soul. A hymn for my soul, pray for me as I grow old. Now, I'm not getting overly introspective here. Don't worry about it. It's just a real nice, really nice line in a song. So, but Joe Cocker, one of my favorites. Let's go ahead and wrap things up here. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Oops, we'll see you back here tomorrow. It should bring the tone of my voice back up and bounce it back up. We'll see you back here tomorrow on the Thursday morning edition of the $12 radio show. It will be episode number 1. Where do they go here? I had this a second ago. It'll be episode 139, the 5th episode back after the break. So let's go ahead and do that. We'll play Hymn for My Soul, and I will see you tomorrow. Take care, everybody. How about a little enunciation, a little diction? Take care, everybody. My name is Dave Bublitz. We'll talk to you soon.
saddened by my visible light. Sorrow cut me like a knife. Nobody knows you without any doubt. Nobody wants to know you when you're down and out. So sing a hymn for my soul. Didn't like what I had to say. So right, I could only be wrong. Trouble is when I'm alone. No doubt, no self-control. Not a reason to cry. I feel like empty rain through an empty sky. So sing a hymn for my soul. I'll be true. Ain't nobody's business what I do.